the natural ability for the position. You got to have the vision. You got to have the instincts. You've got to have change of directions. And most of the great ones have that. And then they all have it to a certain degree, but the great ones have a high level of all of those. And then you've got to have some ability to move laterally. You got to have some avoidability to make people miss, because in this league, a running back has to have some ability to create, get yards on his own a lot. And the truly great ones, special ones that are a cut above everyone else, they do that, and they do it on a consistent basis. You're talking about a true warrior when you talk about Ernest Miner. You know what I mean? This is a guy who carried the mail in the toughest league in the world and was very successful. And I told my players, they better steal everything they can from him, because he's got so much knowledge. Why not? You know, they need to post him up every day and pat his pockets down and take everything that he has to offer and steal it and use it as their own. It's always been the same, in a sense that runners run, so you always got to, you know, practice and prepare ball security and teach it ball security. They've always had to pass protect, even more so now, and I think that's the bigger difference, is that there is a premium on guys who can pass protect, meaning they only play on third down because they're outstanding at blitz pickup. And I think that's been the biggest difference from 1997 to 2016 for me, is the premium on pass protection for running backs. And you always practice the fundamentals. That travels with you. Fundamentals go from NFL city to NFL city. Systems change, language changes, coaches changes, but fundamentals never change. What I've seen from Crowell is that he's very explosive, very explosive. He is so quick to the hole. He can burst into a small crease. He can accelerate out of one. Duke is similar. Duke is a lot quicker than Isaiah. He's got outstanding feet. He is a special playmaker now with the ball in his hands and the pass and running game. They're a great complement to each other. They do a great job of motivating each other, pushing one another. And they're young. They're not in their prime yet. And they're working toward that. They work hard every single day, and they're learning how to take that extra step to improve even more and to bring out every ounce of talent that they have. They're working their butts off to be great, and that's what I appreciate from them as a position coach.